Good evening, good evening. High Grounds here, January 4th. Just coming to you live from North Chicago. A very cold North Chicago, 6 degrees to be exact. So I just wanted to come to you today, this evening, talk about the game last night between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics. Just to give a little bit of stats, LeBron James, 19 points, 8 for 15 from the field, 3 for 3 from the free throw. And also, Rozier, 20 points, 8 for 12 from the field. So, good game by the Celtics. The score, box score, was 102-88. Celtics leading basically the whole game, wire to wire. In the first half, LeBron James was being LeBron James. He was 7 for 9 from the field, basically taking over like he usually does, but he had little help. Cleveland shot 34 from the field, Boston 44 from the field. So it was a good night for Boston scoring. They also shot 33% from the three-point line, and Cleveland was about 25. So Cleveland was not making any threes at all. Boston also led Cleveland with rebounds. So that's kind of weird to me because Boston is not as big and as aggressive as Cleveland, but they led in rebounding. Just talk about Cleveland first. Didn't seem like they was locked in at all. They came in with high expectations, and when they started the game, I'm not sure what happened. LeBron, yes, he did his thing. Kevin Love, he was not there at all. I know he twisted his ankle somewhat in the game, but he just was not making any shots at all. He was somewhere, I don't know, still back in Cleveland. I know they had a back-to-back, but it's still no excuses because of they're professionals. So they should be making shots. I mean, that says a lot. Kevin Love, 1 for 11 for the field, 0 for 4 for 3, 4 or 5 rebounds, couple assists. So he played 21 minutes, and he ended up taking himself out the game, but he wasn't there. The Cavs really didn't shoot that good from three, especially the starting five. Crowder 0 for 6, LeBron 0 for 2. J.R. Smith knocked down a couple, and Calderon hit one. But overall, they didn't even look too good. Looking at some stats, Kyle Korver was the only consistent factor from three. He won a big 5 for 8, so that's something that he does a lot. But overall, the game was not as competitive on the Cleveland side as everybody wanted. They built it up a lot. I'm not sure if you watched the game, but Kobe did an awesome tribute breaking down Kyrie's game. I don't know if y'all like Kobe, but to me, he's the GOAT. Just to throw that in there. So on the Celtics side, they shot 33% from the three-point line. Jason Tatum, he was very aggressive, 6 for 14 from the field, ended up with 15 points, 1 for 3 for 3. Kyrie Irving, he did struggle, 0 for 5 for 3, 5 for 14. So he struggled, but he was still productive with 9 rebounds, 6 assists. So he was actually trying to get his teammates involved. Rozier was big off the bench with those 20 points, as I mentioned earlier. Usually he doesn't score like that, but when Kyrie's struggling a little bit, he stepped it up. Jaylen Brown, he's getting there. 1 for 6 for 3. He needs to work on his jump shot. I know he had like 3 or 2 wide open threes, and he missed them horribly. So hopefully he'll get in the gym and I get ready for that. So overall, I mean, good win for the Celtics. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, it's just a regular season game to some, but to me, it doesn't really matter because I think in a 7-game series, the Celtics will lose to the Cavs. So just waiting for IT to come back. Once he comes back, I feel that he will change the dynamic of the team, give the defense more pressure because he's coming off of screens now, which he did in Boston, which will open it up for a lot more players that he saw the other night. 19 points in 19 minutes, a few assists to Dwayne Wade cutting. So I just feel that at the end of the day, they will get better. So thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed some of the information that I gave you. Tomorrow or the next day, it will be a more informative conversation about what's happening tonight with the Warriors and Rockets. I hope y'all have a good night. High Grounds out.